Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, we'll have sunny skies in the lower 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll have showers and thunderstorms in the upper 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. As we head into Friday, mostly cloudy skies, chance of rain showers breezy with a high near 64. Friday night, chance of rain showers will drop down to 35. And Saturday, mostly sunny, temps mid-50s. Right now, it's 61.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senator John Barrasso introduced a bill yesterday that incorporates several measures designed to ease the regulatory burden on farmers and ranchers. Barrasso was a Wyoming Republican and chairs the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. Said the bill would help defend agriculture industries from punishing federal rules and reporting requirements. Known as the Acre Act, the legislation includes eight bills, including the Fair Ag Reporting Method, or Farm Act, the Farm Act introduced by Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer, which seeks an exemption on emission reporting requirements for farmers and ranchers. The bill would also end overlapping environmental permitting for pesticide application requirements, protect the personal information of agricultural producers, and prevent farmers from being hit with penalties for engaging in normal ag operations that could be considered baiting of migratory game birds. A study out by the Trade Partnership estimates the Trump administration's steel and aluminum tariffs would cost 495,000 jobs in the U.S. That figure up from the previous estimate of 179,000. Specific to agriculture, the report estimates that tariffs will cost 24,000 jobs. The job losses, according to the study, would impact the services, manufacturing, and agriculture sectors. The new report says the updated figures also take into account threats of retaliation from other countries, as well as the expectations that Canada, Mexico, and Australia will be exempt from the tariffs. The bulk of the losses are expected to be in the services sector, including construction, transportation, trade, and others. But the report says the tariffs would boost employment in the steel and aluminum sectors by some 26,000 jobs. The numbers show that 18 jobs would be lost for every steel and aluminum job that was gained. Meanwhile, some trade experts don't expect the tariffs to last long because the tariffs have an overwhelming U.S. and global unpopularity. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment. You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
This is Todd Arsutico with the Wagga Livestock Commission in Wagga, Nebraska. This Friday, March 16th at 12:01, we'll have a special pair of bred cow and replacement heifer sale along with the Royal Hoofers bull sale. Here's some early consignments. Be 39 head of black Angus and one red Angus yearling breeding bulls coming from Royal Hoofers. They'll sell at 1 o'clock. Be 30 black and 10 black white-faced first calf heifer families. The heifers and calves are all vaccinated fancy. They come from trucks. 10 head of black first calf heifer families from Slutke. 15 to 20 head of cow-calf families in smaller bunches. 10 head of red white-faced crossbred heifers. They calve at the end of March. 15 to 20 head of bred cows in smaller bunches. There will be 100 head of fancy black Angus replacement quality heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds. Their pelvic measured, bangs vaccinated, pre-breeding vaccinations. Wyoming originated Swanson. There will be 50 to 100 head of feeder cattle in smaller bunches. For more information, R2 Consign, give us a call at 402-443-3512. Or you can check us out on the web at wahoolivestock.com. Thank you.
Open range sales consignment auction Saturday, March 17th at 10 a.m. at the old Washington County Sale Barn, Washington, Kansas. A 2007 Maxim 140 loader tractor, 2007 Case 1002S Swather, a 1999 Bobcat 963 skid steer, multiple skid steer attachments, a 2013 Polaris Ranger, Titan hydraulic squeeze chute, Titan tub and alley system, gravity wagons, feeder wagons, hay equipment, tillage and planting equipment, fencing supplies, and so much more. Hope to see you at the auction. My name's Ethan Schutte. Find us on Facebook or at openrange.auction.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
Hey, you. It's your stomach again. I'm here to set things straight. Subway has new signature wraps, and they're packed with meat. These things make me full. Full like your voicemail after you win the lottery. Full like a clown car on the way to an oversized shoe convention. Full like the turkey, bacon, and guacamole signature wrap, loaded with provolone, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and ranch. Full like I'm gonna be after you get to Subway and eat one. You're welcome. All new Subway signature wraps. Subway, make it what you want.
Mid-America Network News. More than 400 people are now U.S. citizens following a naturalization ceremony at Johnson County Community College in Overland Park. WDAF-TV says that people from 66 different countries participated in the program yesterday. U.S. Magistrate Judge Teresa J. James presided over the ceremony and told the new citizens they bring diverse talents, experiences, culture, and hope for the future. A Topeka man is in custody after a man's body was found at Perry Lake. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that 22-year-old Jonathan Blevins was arrested on suspicion of second-degree murder. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said 22-year-old Taylor Sawyer died sometime after 10:30 p.m. Tuesday. His body was found after a caller reported witnessing a homicide. Sawyer's body was found near a trail with apparent gunshot wounds. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrebuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising a bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them, so...
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
The stepmother of a missing 5-year-old Wichita boy will not have her bond reduced. Emily Glass, the stepmother of Lucas Hernandez, has been jailed on a misdemeanor child endangerment charge involving her 1-year-old daughter that occurred one day before she reported Lucas missing on February 17th. The judge ruled yesterday that Glass is a flight risk because she is involved with the ongoing investigation involving the disappearance of the 5-year-old boy. Police say in court records that Glass was arrested for smoking marijuana while caring for her daughter the day before Lucas disappeared. She remains in the Sedgwick County Jail. The Kansas Senate has advanced a bill aimed at furthering free speech protections for college students, but some critics worry that the measure, given first-round approval, could have unintended consequences. The bill would prevent state universities from establishing free speech zones and disinviting offensive guest speakers. It also would ensure that the university speech codes do not limit student speech. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News. Lincoln police have arrested two 15-year-old boys suspected of helping rob a man riding his bike home from work. The 49-year-old man says the robbery occurred yesterday morning after six teenage boys approached him. One of the boys shoved him off his bike and pointed a gun in his face. The other boys then took the bike, which was recovered later yesterday. Police are seeking the four other teens. Authorities say a 67-year-old driver died after his pickup truck crashed in southeast Nebraska, Saline County. The crash occurred Saturday, about 6.5 miles south of Dorchester. The driver has been identified as Norman Sokolik, who lived in rural Dorchester. His wife, 63-year-old Karen Sokolik, was taken to a Lincoln hospital. The Nebraska Department of Education has announced that President Trump has named Nebraska Deputy Commissioner Mark Schultz to the post of Commissioner of the Rehabilitation Services Administration. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
Spring planting is just around the corner. Are you ready? Finding the proper seed, prepping the equipment, and waiting for the right soil condition, you have a lot to do for another crop. That's where we can help. Join me, Craig Mead, every morning for your soil temperature report during the morning Ag News. When the ground is ready, you need to be ready as well. Soil temperature reports here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Brought to you in part by
Hefty Seed Company, home of the 25 for 25 seed treatment. Give them a call in Garden City at 620-805-6400.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. In light of recent school lockdowns, Marysville School Resource Officer Sergeant David Oldie with the Marysville Police Department was a guest on our public affairs program. He talked about ways parents can be proactive in discussing the matter with their children.
Well, first off, they should have a conversation of what's going on in the kids' lives. Is there any concerns? And if they are, they should either contact me, the school resource officer, or the school administration, or the school counselor, Miss Ollie Bush. And they should talk about the repercussions because, you know, kids, it's a different world today from where I grew up, where we could go hunting, fishing before or after school. We didn't worry about guns in school. Now it's a total different world. You got to be careful and what you say. Kids just can't spout something off about a bomb in school or anything today without causing any kind of concern or terror. And if that happens, there are repercussions for it. And it's just the degree of what the county attorney wants to charge on what got disrupted today and how concerning it was. And there has to be a lengthy investigation to follow that before that is considered. But parents should absolutely talk about the punishment side of it, as well as having an open dialogue with their kids so that if there's any worries or concerns, they can address that with either me, the school resource officer, or the school administration.
Sergeant David Oldie serves as school resource officer for Marysville USD 364. A community meeting was recently held in Waterville to gauge community support for a community-owned restaurant. Facility would be based near the Weaver Hotel. Darren Jacobson will be a guest on our public affairs program this Saturday in the 7 a.m. hour. He'll discuss the outline and the proposal and items discussed at the recent community meeting.
So what we're doing is trying to get different opinions from everybody and different ideas on what we'd like to see as a restaurant for Waterville. And what we've really come up with is a sports bar and grill. And so we're basically going to have I guess what you would consider a modern community restaurant where we have an open bar, but also, you know, modern food with a more diverse menu potentially, and then also an atmosphere for about anybody. We'd like to serve all customers, both, you know, out of the community and visitors alike. And so we'll have, you know, dining, you know, with like a typical sports bar where you'd have TVs and maybe a little noisier environment. And then we also have an area that'll be quieter for those that want to, you know, dine in a quieter, more maybe a refined environment.
Merlin A. Keller, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Merlin Keller. Jana Hill Jenkins, age 56, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Memorial service Friday at 2 at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Private interment at the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes at a later date. Terry Christie, funeral home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jana Jenkins. Mary Lou Williams, age 92, of Marysville, passed away on Monday. Private family burial was held at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary Lou Williams. William Bill H. Moorhead, age 89, of Plano, Texas, formerly of Burchard, passed away Sunday. Memorial services will be held at a later date at the Burchard Burchard Methodist Church, burial in the Burchard Cemetery. Harmon Wright Mortuary and Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Bill Moorhead. Marvelyn Dirksen Gress of Seneca, formerly of Axtell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Rosary Monday evening at 7 of church. Visitation Monday, noon until 5 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Marvelyn Dirksen Gress.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we'll see one more day here of quiet weather. We're going to see mostly sunny skies across the central parts of the Midwest. We do have a low pressure system that will move in, bring in some rain showers and possible thunderstorms as we head into it tonight overnight. Continuing into tomorrow, we'll continue with rain showers. It looks like we'll see dry weather as we head into Saturday, but could see some more rain showers as we head towards the end of the weekend. Otherwise, pretty warm temperatures once again as we head through the day. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny skies, lower 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, breezy in the upper 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. For Friday, chance of rain showers, otherwise cloudy and breezy. Temperatures right around the mid-60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Friday night, chance of rain showers with a low near 35. Saturday, mostly sunny at 55. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-March, 56. Record high on this date, 84 in 2012. The average low, 33, and the record low is 4 degrees back in 1897. Sunset this morning, 7:29. Sunset this evening, 7:33.
Successful gardeners know to watch Mother Nature, not the calendar, when it comes to planting. A few signs to keep an eye on are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac. If you've always dreamed about building something and convinced yourself you never would learn how, that can all change starting today. Have you ever wanted to add on to your bathroom, build a bird feeder, a shelf, a shed, horse barn, or even a garage? If you've never done it before, it can be frustrating trying to figure it out on your own. For a limited time, we have free information about how you, with no experience, can build anything yourself at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. You see, most plans on the internet don't have the details you need. They don't include pictures, or they assume you are a master craftsman. This is a resource you've never seen before. A library of over 16,000 woodworking projects, all compiled to the single largest database in the world. Get step-by-step plans, blueprints, and your skill level does not matter. This one-time offer is available for the next 3 days at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. Learntobuildnow.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 15th, the 74th. Fourth day of the year. Beach Boys vocalist Mike Love has a birthday, and on this day in 1988, more than 4 days of continuous snow came to an end in Marquette, Michigan, burying the town in 43 inches of the white stuff. Events like that taught old-timers that you can't rely on the calendar to know when springtime is near. They took their cues from Mother Nature instead. For example, the time to plant beans and squash is when the lilac blooms. Beets and carrots can be planted when dandelions come in. Set out tomato plants when the first ladybugs appear, and corn should be planted when the elm leaves are the size of a squirrel's ear. Let us know if you find a squirrel that'll sit still while you make that measurement. Got a question for the old farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday morning. March Madness definitely in the air in the state of Kansas. Fans packed the Intrust Bank Arena yesterday to watch the NCAA teams practice in advance of tournament action today. In an arena that seats 15,000 people, just shy of 14,000 people showed up yesterday to cheer on their favorite teams. It's anticipated that tournament will bring about $10 million to Wichita's local economy. KU tipped
tips off against Penn. Tip-off time today at 12:50 to open tournament action in Wichita. Kansas big man Udoka Azubuike did not play in the Big 12 tournament. He was dealing with a knee injury. Yesterday morning, Azubuike practiced at Newman University, followed by the practice at Intrust Bank Arena. Bill Self says it'll be a game-time decision if he plays today. Mid-America Network Sports.
Dickinson Ranch 46th Annual Production Sale is coming up on March 17th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Gorham, Kansas. Selling 100 Simmental, Angus, and Red Angus bulls. 30 open heifers, including 11 elite Simmental heifers broke to show and 2 elite Angus heifers broke to show. Easy fleshing, moderate framed cattle that have built-in feed efficiency out of cows that are required to graze year-round. These cattle are docile, fertile, and will have longevity. For more information, see the catalog online at DickinsonRanch.com.
At Star Seed, we pride ourselves on being hardworking and dependable. That's why we are dedicated to sudden service. Simply put, we hand deliver your seed directly to our dealers whenever and wherever you need it. We offer a lineup of high-performance forages that deliver outstanding tonnage with superior digestibility. We are Star Seed, and you can count on us to deliver the highest quality seed products. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Again, today in NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament first round action, it's the Kansas Jayhawks and Penn Quakers tipping off today, opening action in Wichita. Wichita State meeting up tomorrow at 12:30 with the Marshall Thundering Herd, and at 5:50 tomorrow, Kansas State Wildcats take on the Creighton Blue Jays. The Jayhawks game can be seen on TBS today. The Shockers and the Wildcats games can be viewed on TNT. The Kansas City Chiefs trades of Alex Smith to the Redskins and Marcus Peters to the Rams became official with the start of the new league year yesterday. So did the free agent signings of wide receiver Sammy Watkins and linebacker Anthony Hitchens. Watkins and Hitchens should fill two of the Chiefs' biggest holes heading into next season. Have a good Thursday, everyone. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Rick Everett.
Twin Valley League All-League Girls Basketball Selections. First team, seniors Tricia Mathewson of Axtell, Katie Glossy of Centralia, Jesse Yossi of Frankfort, Shelby Oldie of Lynn, Kayla Smith of Valley Heights, and Tess Chetterly of Washington County. Juniors Madison Leger of Centralia, Emily Hebert of Frankfort, Macy Debley of Hanover, and Samantha Vermitten of Valley Heights. Second team, All-TVL, seniors Sammy Faw, Blue Valley, Holly Delaney, Washington County, and Jill Henry, Wetmore. Junior Emily Kaufman of Clifton Clyde. Sophomores Brooklyn Zeller of Blue Valley. Morgan Kramer of Centralia. J.C. Bowser of Clifton Clyde. McKinley Smith, Donovan West, Kenan Brand of Frankfort, and Tiana Losey of Hanover. Twin Valley Lake All-League Boys Basketball Selections. First team, seniors Bradley Cook and Zach Sorrell of Clifton Clyde. Devin Taylor, Levi Watts, and Newt Smith of Donovan West. Tanner Martin of Onega. Juniors Dagan Steinlogge of Centralia. Thomas Atkins, Carter Brunnen, Pete Peters Hanover, and Joel Huffless of Wetmore, sophomore Quinn Bussing of Axtell. Second team, seniors Carlos Emanuel of Hanover, Tanner Spence from Lynn, Harrison Blasky and Brian Youngerberg of Valley Heights, and Carson Hawkington from Washington County. Juniors Brandon Anderson of Frankfort and Jeremy Reed of Valley Heights, sophomore Campbell Havercamp of Centralia. All TVL selections posted on our website and our Facebook page.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Saturday broadcast action, Marysville-Hugoton girls at noon on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Opposite the Axtell girls, tipping off at noon on FM 95.5. At 4 o'clock, the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs face Central Plain, live on FM 95.5. Hanover girls tip off with St. Paul on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Evening game at 6:15, Hanover boys meet South Gray back on FM 95.5.
Add a little purple to your green this St. Patrick's Day by planting a burgundy shamrock plant, botanically known as Oxalis triangularis. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This beauty makes a great indoor plant or addition to the woodland garden, container plantings, and flower border outdoors. Burgundy shamrock plant grows 6 to 12 inches tall and wide. The burgundy leaves are topped by dainty pale pink flowers, adding to its ornamental appeal. Grow it indoors in a cool, brightly lit location. Keep the soil slightly moist. As the leaves begin to wither and and die, stop watering and allow the plant to go dormant. Begin watering and fertilizing once new growth appears in about 2 to 4 weeks. Outdoors, grow it in full sun for best color and bloom, or partial shade with moist but well-drained soil. It's hardy outdoors in zones 6 to 12 and can be grown as an annual in other areas. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Many of us have heard of the Trail of Tears. This community chose to honor those who were forced to make that journey. In turn, a group of individuals comes here every year on bicycles in remembrance as well. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
As Beth Wiles explains, there is a very important memorial you'll find here in the county seat of Pulaski County, Missouri.
Down in Waynesville, we have the National Park Service Trail of Tears Memorial and Walking Trail. This is an important part of America's history, and it's not necessarily something we're very proud of, but we do want to pay honor to our Cherokee Nation.
It's a place where you can enjoy the natural beauty of the area and recall the history along this trail.
You can step out into the park from your car, take a mile walk along the beautiful riverways, and read storyboards about the Trail of Tears story.
Many people stop to visit, but one group in particular is an annual highlight.
Each year we host the Cherokee Riders. This is a group out of Oklahoma. They start out down in Georgia, and they ride bicycles in the month of June from Georgia to Oklahoma to pay homage to their family.
Many people come to the memorial to simply enjoy the surroundings and perhaps cool off in the Ruby Doo River.
That's really a sight to behold. Usually it's quite hot. A lot of times they'll pull into town right into the Memorial Park area, and they'll drop their bikes and jump right into the Ruby Doo. We appreciate the National Park Service for investing in our area.
It's a place to come and remember, honor, and enjoy a piece of nature in the Ozark Hills. Traveling the countryside in Waynesville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Motor oil is something that should be on hand on the farm. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. As long as it's not open and stored in the right conditions, a bottle of oil can stay good for years as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Occasionally, a farm store will have a good deal on motor oil, and it's not a bad idea to stock up to save money. But you may be wondering about the shelf life of oil and the best way to store it. Jim Wills is a biosystems engineering professor at the University of Tennessee. He says, ideally, keep oil in a cool, dry place where the temperature is relatively stable.
As the temperature changes, as it gets cold, oil thickens up, and as it gets hot, it gets thin. Heat is not a problem, but cold might. The oil can actually get so cold that it turns into wax and it won't flow. So keeping it above freezing but under 100 degrees and in a cool, dry place is an ideal way to store the oil.
Will says, don't worry too much about shelf life. Oil can sit there a long time.
I've used oil that's been sitting around for 15 or 20 years. As long as the bottle is sealed up, the only thing that you need to do if it's been stored for a long time is to kind of shake it and mix it back up because some of the additives may settle out over a long period of time, but the quality of the oil itself is not affected.
Several additives are added to synthetic motor oils to increase their shelf life. But keep in mind that as years pass, unused oil can become obsolete if it doesn't meet the technical requirements of current engines. Will says if you open up a container of oil but only use a portion of it, make sure it's sealed back up. Dust, dirt, or other contaminants that get inside the container could affect the oil quality. Also, be sure to watch for any leaks that develop. Properly dispose of a dripping container and wipe up spilled oil. Find more tips for storing motor oil at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. Above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know why I believe.
I believe that someone will get somewhere.
Washington politics, and the Farm Bill. That's today on the Farm Journal Report.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are Next Era Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Very few issues, it seems, get truly bipartisan treatment in Washington. But Don Vilwalk says the Farm Bill is one of them. Vilwalk is a farmer from Edwardsport, Indiana, and a former president of the Indiana Farm Bureau.
Through the years, with a few exceptions, debates have been not partisan on agriculture. We have been blessed that most of them take off their hats when they walk into the committee rooms and really tend to work well. We've had few exceptions through the years, but I guess to me the politics of what's going to happen is really going to be the biggest dynamic.
Vilwalk points out that the Farm Bill has some extremely important components, like the nutrition program.
And just to think that anyone in this country, adult or child, goes to bed hungry is unacceptable, and we in agriculture can't let that happen.
Vilwalk favors more research spending in the next Farm Bill.
If we're going to address these 9 billion people that are going to be our neighbors in 2050, we need more agriculture research. It's been flatlined. It's gone backwards for way too long.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hi, friends. This is Herb Hoflecker, and I'd like to invite you to tune in our little program we call Herb's Country Classics, Sunday evenings right after the 6 o'clock news and weather on KNDY.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. K-State researchers have discovered how weeds develop resistance to glyphosate, which researchers said could have broad future implications in agriculture. Researchers say they found how weeds have evolved resistance to glyphosate over a short period of time. The research shows resistance to glyphosate in Palmer amaranth appears to have occurred very rapidly. Researchers say glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth plants carry the glyphosate target gene in hundreds of copies, meaning if a farmer applied an amount much higher than the recommended dose of glyphosate, the plant would still not be killed. Well, armed with their new knowledge, the researchers can begin work on developing strategies to combat resistance in weeds. In the meantime, researchers say farmers should incorporate best management practices like rotating herbicides in crops to reduce weed pressure. Well, U.S. tractor sales fell 10% last month compared to 2016, but combine sales increased 34%. According to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, for the 2 months in 2018, a total of 10,486 tractors were sold, compared to 11,630 sold through February of 2017. That represents a 10% decrease for the year. Meanwhile, sales of combines for the year totaled 481, compared to 393 in 2017, a 22% increase for the year. Spokesperson for AEM says the association is cautiously optimistic for some growth in 2018, followed what they call a bumpy 2017. However, the association remains concerned with the administration's pending U.S. steel tariff and their implications on agriculture or beyond equipment sectors, noting that the past trade wars have targeted commodities, and the organization says the association will be carefully monitoring the tariff impact of sales throughout the year. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Good information, Mid-America Ag Network. Still seeing the pressure on corn and Kansas City wheat as we roll through Thursday. May, corn down 1, 387 and 3 quarters. July down 1 and a quarter at 395 and a half. Late later months are all down by a penny or more. May Kansas City wheat is down 6 3/4 at 518. July is down 7 at 534 3/4. The other two wheat markets are under serious pressure too. So not a good look today for wheat. May soybeans up 11 at 10.43 1/4. July beans up 11 1/4 at 10.54 1/4. So really good day so far for the beans. Most of the later months, in fact, all of the later months are up, not all by double digits, but certainly a very strong upward trend for soybeans. May bean meal is 90 cents higher at 371.80. July is up $1 at 373.50. May bean oil is up 36 points at 32.07. July bean oil is up 36 at 32.31. So things look good, very positive across the soy complex. Livestock numbers continue to drag today. Unfortunately, some of the later months in hogs are up, but boy, everything else really lower. April live cattle down 87 at 122.12. June down 87 at 112.37. March feeder cattle down 85, 141.20. April feeders down 132 at 141.40. All the later months, live cattle and feeder cattle are lower. Hogs are mixed. April hogs down 85, but everything else is up. April hogs up 62 at 72.67. So a pretty strong look after the early contract in hogs. Everything else is on the upside. May cotton up 24 points at 83.68. Things are mixed here in the middle of the day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 195 points at 24,953. The NASDAQ is down 2 points at 74.94. And the S&P 500 is up 3 at 27.53. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Hello, cattlemen. This is Brady Larson with Larson Angus Ranch. I'd like to invite you to our 14th annual Carcass Without Compromise Bull Sale on Wednesday, March the 28th. We're selling a great set of 100 bulls this year, sired by Angus Hill Steadfast, Basin Payweight 1682, Resist All, Yuma, Discovery, and more. Call for a catalog at 785-891-3748 or go to LarsonAngusRanch.com to get online view of the cattle. Thanks, and I hope to see you at the ranch 14 miles south of Wallace, Kansas on the 28th.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, looking at scientific work to trick plants into using less water. I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
We talk a great deal about the work that scientists are doing around the globe in producing food more efficiently, because agriculture already uses 90% of global fresh water, and yet production still needs to dramatically increase to feed and fuel the growing population. For the first time, scientists have improved how a crop uses water, and it's done that by a 25% improvement without compromising yield by altering the expression of one gene that is found in all plants. The research is part of the international research project realizing increased photosynthetic efficiency, supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research, and the UK Department for International Development. And quoting the director, Stephen Long, of the project group working on it, it's a major breakthrough. Crop yields have steadily improved improved over the past 60 years, but the amount of water required to produce 1 ton of grain remains unchanged, which led most to assume this factor could not change. But proving that our theory works in practice should open the door to much more research and development to achieve this all-important goal for the future. The international team increased the levels of a photosynthetic protein to conserve water by tricking plants into partially closing their stomata. That's the microscopic pores in the leaf that allow water to escape. Stomata are the gatekeepers to plants. When open, carbon dioxide enters the plant to fuel photosynthesis, but water is allowed to escape through the process of transpiration. I don't know what I just said, but I'll be back with the closing thought after this message.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has over 30 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
It's interesting to note, for this study, the team tested their hypotheses using tobacco, a model crop that is easier to modify and faster to test than any other crop. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Linda's Insurance Agency reminds producers sales closing date is March 15th. Any changes to your farming operation need to be made by then with a signed application. Do you need to add a crop? Get your quote today from Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency. Drop by her office at 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
The federal government is getting its act together for rural America. A task force has identified key areas to help rural prosperity on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and more power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD-TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD-TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
On the day U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue took office, President Trump signed an executive order that created an Agriculture and Rural Prosperity Task Force with a goal of improving life in rural America. The task force was made up of many federal agencies and rural stakeholders around the country. Ann Hazlett is USDA's Assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development. She says the report identifies dozens of recommendations centered around five areas: better internet connectivity for rural America, quality of life, rural workforce, innovation, and economic development.
The recommendations that are made in this report go far beyond funding requests. We believe that there are things that can be done now: regulatory reform, innovation, and interagency partnerships. These things need to occur in order to make the federal government more effective, more efficient when working towards solving rural America's challenges and maximizing its opportunities.
Hazlett says the report is much broader than the Department of Agriculture and Congressional Ag Committees.
We believe that a broad conversation needs to take place about some of the challenges and the opportunities that we see in these places. Having said that, with Congress preparing to write this important legislation, we certainly hope that the task force report will serve as a fresh, a strong, and a valuable resource to those policymakers as they look at the magnitude of issues that impact these places that legislation is designed to benefit.
I'm Jody Henke. Read the Rural Prosperity Report and the recommendations at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, there's no disagreement that the aging infrastructure in our country needs rebuilding, especially in rural areas. There is no disagreement even in Congress, but figuring out a way to pay for it is where the disagreements do arise. The Trump cabinet says there are ways to pay for the $1.5 trillion infrastructure plan, which tries to leverage the total amount with only 13% coming from federal funds, the rest in public-private partnerships, toll roads, bonds, and even the sale of public lands and facilities. Illinois Democrat Tammy Duckworth and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross had this discussion.
Has any of the departments actually considered revenue sources, whether it is a highway trust fund or other ways that are federal assets that will help pay for this $200 billion?
Yeah, we very much have. The Capital Revolving Fund is meant to deal with the issue of inefficient use of real estate in the federal government.
Ross said other federal and state assets could be sold and federal air traffic control privatized. USDA's Sonny Perdue, who stressed ag's need for better roads, rail, locks, and broadband, was even less specific on funding.
How do we do it? Let's just get it done for the American people, because it's needed in order for American producers and agriculture to remain competitive. This is a very important issue.
It's appropriators, not the Commerce Committee, that ultimately decides on the funding, which already strapped states may be unable to match, even with a more generous $50 billion in federal money for rural areas. Michigan Democrat Gary Peters.
The challenge is how we're going to pay for it. If we knew how to do that, this thing would have been solved a long time ago. And I have not heard anyone talking about that in a substantive way.
Peters says he does know that all across the country, state and local governments are already strapped. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Y-Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by Y-Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
KNDY, AM and FM, Marysville.